2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 6. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. 2 Peter 1:5-6. And for this very reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue, knowledge, and in knowledge, self-control, and in self-control, endurance, and in endurance, godliness. The Greek word rendered adding literally means bringing in beside. Beside, along with, the precious and exceedingly great promises given to us by God, we should bring in all diligence to cooperate with the enabling of the dynamic divine nature for the carrying out of God's promises. What the divine power has given us in 1:3 and 4 is developed in verses 5 through 7. To supply virtue in faith is to develop virtue in the exercise of faith. The same principle applies to all the other items. The word supply here actually means develop. Peter is telling us to develop what we already have. We have faith, and now in our faith we need to develop virtue. Today's reading. The faith Peter mentions in 2 Peter 1:5 is the equally precious faith allotted to us by God as the common portion of the New Testament blessing of life for the initiation of the Christian life. This faith needs to be exercised that the virtue of the divine life may be developed in the succeeding steps and reach maturity. Faith in 2 Peter may first be compared to a seed. In chapter 1 of 1 Peter, the seed is the word with Christ in it as life. Now in 2 Peter 1, this seed becomes our faith, which, no doubt, is the equally precious faith. This precious faith is one with Christ as the seed. After a seed has been sown in the soil, it needs to be developed. The principle is the same with the development of the seed of faith. In our faith we need to develop virtue. Literally, the Greek word for virtue means excellency. It denotes the energy of the divine life, which issues in vigorous action. If faith is regarded as the seed, virtue may be considered a root that comes out of this seed. In 1:5 Peter also tells us to supply in virtue, knowledge. Virtue, the vigorous action, needs the bountiful supply of the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord regarding the all things that relate to the divine life and godliness and the partaking of the divine nature for our enjoyment in the subsequent development. The knowledge that we should develop in our virtue includes the knowledge of God and of our Savior, the knowledge of God's economy, the knowledge of what faith is, and the knowledge of the divine power, glory, virtue, nature, and life. Actually, this is the knowledge of all things related to life and godliness. I believe that knowledge also is a primary root that develops out of the seed of faith. With virtue and knowledge we have the growth of the seed. Self-control, or temperance, is the exercise of control and restraint over oneself in its passions, desires, and habits. Once we have acquired knowledge, it is easy for us to become proud. For this reason we need to develop in our knowledge self-control. Self-control implies restriction. As a tree grows, the roots spread out, but the trunk grows upward in a rather restricted manner. Self-control is to deal with ourselves, endurance is to bear with others and with circumstances. In order to live a proper Christian life, we need endurance toward those around us and also toward our environment and circumstances. In our endurance we need to develop godliness. Godliness is a living that is like God and that expresses God. As we exercise control over ourselves and bear with others and with circumstances, godliness needs to be developed in our spiritual life, that we may be like God and express Him. If faith is the seed, virtue, and knowledge the roots, and self-control the trunk, then endurance and godliness are the branches. Here we see a rather full development. Out of the seed come the roots, the trunk, and the branches. Eventually, in verse 7 we see brotherly love and love as the blossom and the fruit. This is the end of today's morning revival.